What's good? This is Talorian.
And this is Timothy.
And we are the TNT Podcast.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all follow our podcast Instagram page at TNT Podcast for all of our content. You can also listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and make sure y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. All links will be in the description. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back. We are back. This is one half of the TNT Podcast, Talorian, and got my brother, my other half with me, my amazing, talented, funny, everything brother.
Everything underneath the sun.
On the right of me. Want to introduce yourself, my brother?
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Timothy, the other half of the TNT Podcast, and we are back with another one. We got an amazing one today.
Yes, sir.
A lot of stuff happening in the ecosystem. Can't wait to get into it. Let's go.
Yes, sir, man. How you been, bro?
I'm good. I am blessed, black, and highly favored. You know, like how they normally say, I am grateful.
Yeah.
Glad to be here. I'm super relaxed.
Yeah.
Super happy. Yeah, I'm pretty good, man. I'm pretty good. What about you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, hectic work week, but you know, we're always gonna push through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You know, perseverance.
Every day is a challenge. You just never know how it's gonna go, but you know, we pushing through, man.
It's
the beginning of the year, and I already feel like stuff is happening like we in the middle of the year.
Dog, tell me about it. What's today? Today is February the 10th. We're already in February. January didn't even happen.
The year just started, and I already feel like we kind of moving at an insane pace already.
As last year. Because last year just happened.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I'm just trying to get things done because it just seemed like time is relentless, bro.
It's
kind of
time has been whooping my ass. I've been losing against time. Have any of y'all tried to fight time? Because I'm losing right
time
now.
Time is relentless, man, and it's kind of scary to me.
Yeah,
but I guess that's like showing get things done. You know what I'm saying? But you know, take some time to rest, but you know, still get things done because time ain't waiting on nobody. So yeah, man, that's definitely something I've been learning as the year's been passing so fast, and especially going into this year. We already in February, and it's like, yeah, just try to get things done.
Benny had a line on his album where he said time is man-made. What do you think about that? Because like I'm trying to figure that out, because I mean, I feel like time is something that we just do not understand. Like,
in a sense, he's kind of right, though.
Explain that for me, because I'm lost.
I say that in a sense, because in a sense he's kind of right, because like God's timing is not our timing. So it's like what God says to what 1,000 years is to a day. To like, it's like 1,000 years is like to like a day to God. So like our timing is really not. It's almost, in a sense, it is almost kind of man-made, because it's almost, I think time is made by God, but I think at the same time, our timing is not the same as God. So at the same time, it kind of is man-made, like, in a sense. So I think timing is made by God, but I think our timing is not on his. So it's like, in a sense, it is kind of man-made.
Interesting.
I think
that's interesting. No, I like that. And I only asked because when he said that on the record, I don't remember which record it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit confused. Yeah. I do know that we don't really have like an understanding of time. Like our definition of time and version of time is like just what we have here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, like 80, 90 years, 100 years, that ain't really nothing to God. It feel like a long time to us, but it ain't really.
Yeah.
So in a sense, it's kind of. It ain't the same time.
Yeah, we don't have an understanding of it.
Yeah, it's almost. I think I've read that somewhere or heard that somewhere. They said timing is almost like a social construct or something.
I knew you was going to say the word construct, because when you say time, I think of the word construct, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know what a time construct means. You're about to make me pull up.
Yeah.
Because now I'm kind of curious.
But yeah, timing is real. It's made by God, but I think at the same time, God's timing is outside of like our timing. It's not even like, that's why they always say like, my timing ain't the same as God's, because it's like whenever it's God's timing for me, it's gonna happen that way. But when we be wanting things at our time, it just don't ever happen. That's why when you try to rush to do something and it don't work out, and you be like,
Yeah,
it ain't the time.
You can't. That's something that you can't control. That's completely out of your control.
So I think it's. I think it's made by God, but I think our timing don't be aligned on His timing where we're trying to not do it His way.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's almost man made if you're doing it outside of God's timing. In a sense, I would think.
Interesting. I like that. So this says, while time does exist, at least from our understanding, it is a social construct that humans have created to navigate and better manage our lives. Mm-hmm. We create such a social construct to help us measure our events duration from seconds to years. So, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Even that's confusing. even that's confusing. This is something that's not in my wheelhouse. I can't explain this.
Like even the 9-to-5 job, they said that was created by John D. Rockefeller because he wanted to make a nation of workers, not a nation of thinkers.
I do remember hearing that.
So in a sense, it's like that was kind of almost in a sense man-made.
Yeah.
Like the 9-to-5.
My brain starts to go to a place when we were on a plane on the way to Bali.
Oh.
Me and wifey started talking about how I'm not saying that I'm a flat earther. I don't know. We don't know anything. We're just little ants on this earth. We don't know shit about shit. So when we were on the way to Bali, you know, me and wifey started talking about like, you know, how do we know that we're flying all the way across the world? Like, what if we're just being told? What if we're just flying down the street and then we're in Bali? And
Like it's a conspiracy theory.
conspiracy theory. And how do we know we're even really flying 22 hours? Like, what if we're just like flying in a circle? Like, and then we just, whenever they're ready, they say, all right, we're in Bali now, or we're in Thailand now, or whatever the case may be. Because really, if you're really thinking about it, if you're saying time is a social construct and you're speaking about God's timing, nothing's real. Like, none of this is real. None of this is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it makes me think of. And I really, my brain really starts to go when I start to think about conspiracy theories. I'm really into conspiracy theories. We got to talk about a conspiracy theory one day.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do an episode time and conspiracy theories.
Because we talked about aliens when we were on Sam's podcast. I 100% believe aliens are real and they do exist.
Yep.
But yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting, man.
Yeah, man. But yeah, like, when I think about, like, they say time is John D. Rockefeller made like the 9-to-5 thing because if there was like too many rich people, too many millionaires, it would almost be like that would just almost be too much for society, and like it's like everything would mess up if too many people were rich.
Yeah.
But it's almost like he had to create a nation of workers instead of thinkers. I'm like, I'm trying to get out of that percentage of just being the workers.
Bruh.
It's so hard to.
Bruh, I don't even like that word worker.
Right?
I don't even like
it. But I'm part of the working class. It's like, I feel like there ain't nothing I can do about it right now.
You know what?
I'm
going to try to hit the lottery next week.
Yo, listen, man.
I'm about to try to hit the lottery.
I want to be a part of the nation of thinkers because this is going to work 9-to-5. It's ghetto, man. Yeah. I'm going to keep saying that. It's ghetto.
Yeah. No, we have to keep reiterating that to the people because, you know.
Freedom is real. I want freedom.
Yeah.
And freedom is, to me, when you can choose when you want to get up. Every day,
like, yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You don't have to go to work and punch a clock or whatever. So,
yeah,
that's
you
the goal,
are your
man.
Own boss.
Yes, yeah. That's the goal, man. Like,
that's the goal. We can
That's my goal. Like, down in the future, like next 10, 15, 20 years, just not be. You know what I'm saying? Working for nobody.
I'm with you.
We gonna get there though.
We gonna make it happen.
We gonna get there, man.
How was your week?
Man, it was good, man. You know, work stuff, busy. You know, every day is just don't know how the day is going to go with work stuff. So it just be up and down, but pretty peaceful. You know, my life, I don't be doing much. I just be at the crib, bro. I don't do much outside of being social is really y'all and a couple other people. But lately, I just been at the crib.
Yeah.
Watching a couple basketball games, you know, when I can watch them. Some days I just go to the crib and I just lay in the bed for a couple hours and just collect my thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
That's important.
So, what about you, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good week. Had Date night with wifey on Tuesday. You know,
it's y'all, a beautiful thing.
Y'all on Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? Movies, when you go to the movies, they got a discount on Tuesdays. So I would say go to the mall, go to the movies on Tuesdays. You know, if you want a little date night, Tuesdays is a perfect time to go. We went to the movies on Tuesday. We saw The Iron Claw with Zac Efron and old boy from, don't know his name, but he's the main character on The Bear, and he came from Shameless.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know you're talking about.
So them two, it's based on a true story. It's about wrestling, and I don't know anything about wrestling. Mm-hmm. I don't know, and this is no diss to any of the real wrestling fans out there. I don't know. I always hear people say that wrestling is real. I'm not saying that it's fake. I just don't know if it's real or fake because I can't. You know, I'm not of that world, mm-hmm. so I don't know. You know, but it's a movie about the I can't remember. Let me see if I can. It's a the Von Erich brothers. Yeah, the Von. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Let me just make sure.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, the Von Erich brothers. So they were a wrestling family, way back in the 70s, I gotcha, think, like the gotcha. 70s and 80s and stuff like that. So when wrestling was first, mm-hmm. like getting, you know, put out there mainstream, mm-hmm. and I did not think the movie was going to turn out the way that it did. It's mm-hmm. it's a very, very tragic movie, yeah, very tragic. Yeah, movie. Yeah. I'm not going to give anything away.
Yeah.
Y'all haven't seen the movie, but it is based on a true story about that family. Mm-hmm. It's just going through each of the brothers. There's like four brothers.
Mm-hmm.
The mom and dad, they had all sons, and they all are very athletic, mm-hmm. And they end up all getting into the wrestling scene together.
Okay.
So it's just kind of about that story and kind of how their family dynamic is and stuff like that. It was a pretty good movie. It was a pretty good movie. Yeah. Zac Efron, they had him in there looking like The Rock. He was real, real, real buff. Like, he had to get all... He didn't really even look like himself.
Yeah.
He didn't look like himself at all, you know?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good movie. Other than that, just been working, relaxing, listening to music, trying to get caught up on all the music that I'm behind on.
Same.
Because, you know, it's a lot of music out here.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot happening in the ecosystem, in the entertainment world. You know, definitely going to get into that for sure. No, I'm glad you said y'all did a date night. I feel like in relationships, it's just always good to keep dating, you know, when you're married and all of that. So that's good, man.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
So, yeah, and there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things out here that you can do for date night. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, going to the movies on Tuesdays when it's cheap.
Yeah.
Go check you out a movie.
Yeah.
We were going to go to the premiere of the Donald Glover, his version of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
They were showing a showing at a movie theater, but I think I don't know what happened. We weren't able to go see that. But I have been. We started watching that. Yeah. It's pretty good. We're going to do an episode one day where we talk about television.
Absolutely. That's going to happen. I want to watch that because, you know, I'm like the biggest fan of Donald, you know me.
He's a genius when it comes to television, man. Oh, I love his music, but when it comes to television, that's where he shines.
Yeah. If you haven't watched Atlanta, watch Atlanta.
I would watch it again.
Yeah. I need to start Atlanta over. It's that good to me.
Yeah. No, I've facts. Facts.
Yes, I'm gonna go back. Where you wanna go? Where you wanna start with all these topics? Because, you know, we got some stuff to get into today, man.
I mean, if you want to go ahead and kick off the Grammy talk, I feel like the Grammys, that's going to, you know, because the other things that we're getting to today is big stuff.
Yeah. So all right. If you want to get the Grammys was, you know, the Grammys is cool. It's
just cute. The Grammys was cool.
It's cool. It's cute. It's cool.
Oh, man.
It was cool. I'm very, very happy because Killer Mike, you know, 2023, had the best rap album. He won best rap album, rap performance and rap song. So, he, you know, pretty much a sweep. So I want to say congratulations to Killer Mike because I'm beyond happy that he won. A lot of people, I don't think a lot of people thought he was going to win. And actually, a lot of people were upset that he won because, you know, he was going against Travis Scott. Then 21 Savage and Drake album. Mm-hmm. He was going against What other albums were like nominated?
King's Disease 3,
which is Nas. Nominated. And then
I don't remember.
I think it was like one more album.
It was Travis Scott, right? Travis Scott. So like
Travis, the 21 Savage Drake album.
King's Disease 3.
King's Disease Mike. 3.
And there was one
more. Oh, Metro Boomin. It was Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin. Okay.
Yeah, it was a Metro Boomin album. And he won. And a lot of people were upset because they thought Travis should have won. Which I love Travis's album, but I still think Killer Mike had the best rap album. And it's starting to seem like people are like making it a popularity thing as far as saying that like Travis Scott should have won in a sense, but because Travis Scott has a way bigger audience than Killer Mike does. But I think Killer Mike deserved the Grammy, honestly. But a lot of people are upset. They thought Travis Scott should have won it. On Twitter, at least.
Yeah, I did see that. I saw a lot of backlash that Killer Mike was getting because Travis Scott didn't get the Grammy. And, you know, I thought it was weird. I thought it was weird because I feel like the Grammys, for a long time, we've been talking about this. It all depends on relationships.
Yeah, and yeah.
And it's like a real estate thing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Hove, whenever he went up on the stage, he did mention that the Grammys, it is all subjective at the end of the day. But the Grammys, they kind of double-dutch. They go back and forth between, okay, we're going to award all the people who are making great art. And then the next year they say, oh, well, you know, Taylor Swift had the biggest album, so we're going to give her album of the year. So I really don't understand, you know, how the Grammys work. I was surprised to see. I'm not gonna lie. Killer Mike had the best album to me last year.
To me, also.
But I did not. I'm not gonna say that I didn't see him winning. I just didn't think that it was gonna be a sweep.
I didn't think it was gonna be a sweep. But I'm glad he swept.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it would be that either.
Oh yeah. So salute to him for sweeping, because I feel like, you know, I watched his Kai Cenat response, because Kai Cenat, the biggest streamer in the world right now, went online and he was like, you know, who are you, and you know, who is this, how did you win, blah blah blah. I love how Killer Mike just killed him with kindness, and he was just like, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, instead of attacking it, you know, maybe try to understand it, you know, you have a powerful voice, you know, maybe you should put your fan base on to this is an opportunity for you to expose, you know, something that your fan base doesn't know of, or that most people don't know of, to you know, something that's a little bit different. There's nothing wrong with being a little bit different. I love that he responded with that. Travis Scott, I was surprised to even see him nominated, because if you want me to be honest, I think if you're going to play the game, Travis Scott, this is coming off of the Astroworld thing.
Yep.
Where all those people, you know, unfortunately passed away. So I was thinking that the Grammys would not even have nominated him in the first place. But it's almost like they have to have like Drake, 21 Savage, Travis Scott in that category as like some hidden quota or something.
Yeah.
It's probably not even right, but
it might be a quota. It might be a rating or a quota.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You're right. Rating. Rating would be the correct word. Yeah. You're absolutely correct, because if you have Travis Scott in the ratings best rap album category and you have him performing, people are going to watch.
Ratings go up.
People are going to watch. That's your rating. Yep. So you're absolutely correct about that. So, you know, salute to Killer Mike. Salute to Killer Mike. I'm glad that hip-hop won
that night.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would have been cool if Killer Mike would have got it, or if Nas would have got I would have been cool with either one of those. And I wouldn't have been mad if Travis Scott won, because Utopia was phenomenal.
That's a great album.
Phenomenal project. How did you feel about SZA?
Oh, man. I'm so glad that SZA won, like, and I loved her performance. Like, I actually loved her performance. She did great. If I'm not mistaken, she won best, what was it?
I know she won best R&B record with Snooze.
Yeah, I know, saw she won that. But I think there was an R&B category. What was it? It was like best R&B album, or was it best?
It was probably best R&B.
Yeah, album. I think it was best R&B album.
I know, we're not prepared, guys.
Yeah, that's on us.
Because it's the Grammys.
That's why I'm not prepared, because it's the Grammys. I was watching it, but I wasn't. I was just in and out, like, as far as like watching it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but no, I'm glad to see SZA actually getting the accolade she deserves, because, you know, she's been kind of iffy with the music industry, the way she feels about the music industry, but her music is finally, you know, getting her, she's finally getting her just due.
Yeah.
Some music, and you know, I saw that Coco Jones one. I saw,
shout out Coco Jones,
Victoria Monet one.
So SZA, she won best R&B song. That's what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. Oh no, she won best, nigga, what? Best progressive R&B album.
That's what it was.
What is
I,
that? But
that's okay. That's why I was confused, because I was like, what is best progressive R&B? I was like, what is that category?
See, that's another thing. They just be coming up with random ass categories. Cause, and I'm not hating or nothing like that. Salute to her for winning best progressive R&B. But what exactly is progressive R&B? I don't know.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Why wasn't it just R&B, the best R&B album?
You know, that brings me back to when Tyler was all upset about Igor.
Yeah,
being in that weird ass, they put him in best rap,
best
right?
Best rap album, because that album not rap.
It's not rap.
That's almost like his version of 808 and Heartbreaks.
Yeah, that's.
I'm like, and we know that ain't a rap album. It's rap songs on there.
Right.
But it ain't a rap album.
Yeah, I don't know how the Grammys they be just making up categories and just, you know, kind of going off of their own little agenda. But yeah, I was definitely excited for SZA, because I was talking to wifey about it, mm-hmm. about how the first time we went to go see her,
yeah.
it was at Southside Ballroom, and crazy. She only had like maybe 100 people in there watching her perform.
That's crazy, bro.
And to see her, that is one artist. SZA is one artist where I will be completely honest with you and say that I did not see this coming at all.
Yeah, I didn't.
I did not see her.
I didn't either.
Becoming an A-list artist at all.
Yeah, I didn't either. I thought she was going to be... I knew her audience would get bigger mm-hmm. over time, but I didn't know this big. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I think... wasn't she at, like, American Airlines?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's
like,
doing...
I didn't know she was going to be that big. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's doing arena tours now.
That's
she's
insane.
She's doing arena tours. So, yeah, it's crazy because I've seen SZA live twice. Mm-hmm. Saw her both times at Southside Ballroom.
Yeah.
And, the you know, her going from that to an arena tour is insane.
Man.
And her price, of course, just went up again.
Absolutely. I'm glad that we be going to see the artists early, because man, it seems like after that they blow up.
Yeah,
and it'd be hard to even get to them, and I'd be like, whoa, them tickets are insane,
ridiculous.
So
ridiculous.
Yeah, man. But yeah, shout out to all the winners, man.
Yeah, shout out to all the winners. How'd you feel about Hov? Hov coming up there.
Hey, man, that was he was speaking some real stuff, because he was talking about, even at the Grammys, he's like, if we're going by y'all metrics, then you know.
Beyonce
should have been one, you know, album of the year.
She
blah, blah, blah.
She should have won album of the year that year for the self-titled with Drunken Love.
And
that
she was nominated, I think, the same time when like Lemonade came out.
Mm.
She lost that year too. Mm. This last album, nothing against Beyonce, but that album, I don't know about that one.
The house album.
Yeah, it was cool, but nah. Yeah, because she has the most Grammys
yeah.
in history, but doesn't have an album of the year.
And it goes back to what we were saying about the quota thing, the ratings. Mm-hmm. They always like to have Beyonce and Jay at the show, but they don't ever, you know, for whatever reason, Beyonce just can't. Because, I mean, she, like you said, she has the most Grammys. She's won the most Grammys, but mm-hmm. it's like the one
important
album of the year is the one that's like... Yeah, like yeah. that. You're in a different conversation when you get album of the year.
Yeah,
and just the fact that Taylor Swift has done it, however many times,
four times
done
I think they said,
is ridiculous to
That's
me.
That's actually pretty wild when you but, think about it.
Yeah, man. Salute to Hov, man. I love seeing Hov up there, getting his Dr. Dre Award.
Yeah,
holding the Black Grammy. That's, you know, been deserved. Salute to all the winners. We saw our boy Kelvin.
Shout out to Kelvin, man.
Shout out to Kelvin, man. We saw you at the Grammys looking real fresh.
Yes, sir. Susan Carroll, congratulations to you for winning. I think it was her, PJ Morton. They won for their song. So yeah, shout out to y'all, man. And I'm a huge Susan Carroll fan. So yeah, man. We're going to make it to the Grammys one day, man.
Super, super dope. Oh, yeah.
We're going to make it there one day. I want to just kind of just be in the audience on a good year that a lot of Black people are nominated in there.
If that happens, I'm going to have so much anxiety.
I think I am, too.
I'm going to have so much anxiety just being – because I was watching – I watched Little Brother's their interview with the Breakfast Club, and you know they say that, you know, we get a condensed version of the Grammys. We see it, it comes on at 7:30 and goes off at 10, but it's actually like a 7-hour ceremony.
Yeah, right? It's like a whole day thing. But you know what I noticed that they did? They didn't televise the rap category.
I think they stopped doing that a while back. I think they stopped doing that.
That's crazy though.
They stopped doing that.
This ain't the 80s though. This is 2024.
Yeah, but like, do you know that's probably another conversation for another time, because that's interesting. Why would they stop doing that? Because I remember I think the last Best Rap Album Grammy that we saw that was televised was
it when Cardi won against Travis?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
I feel like that's the last one that I saw televised.
Yeah.
That I remember.
And that would have been like 2019.
2018,
2019. 2018, 2019-ish, around that time.
Yeah, so that's the last one that I seen like I remember.
Yeah. Now, we might be wrong. We might be wrong. I could be wrong,
but yeah.
It's been a while. But yeah, man, salute to all the Grammy winners. Trying to figure out if I forgot anyone.
Let's see.
I think we got everybody that was important. Yeah. What's next? We got the Nicki.
Oh man,
Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion.
Man, talk about it, man. How you feeling about this quote unquote beef they got going on?
So for a long time now, Nicki Minaj has been looking crazy to me.
Facts.
Here's the thing. I think Nicki Minaj is fighting a different fight. You know, she's been very vocal for the past, you know, I want to say about maybe 10 years about how the industry is like conspiring against her. I don't want to say that. I don't believe that's what's happening, because you know, you just kind of have to take her word for it. I mean, she was the only woman for a long time that was really dominating hip hop, and then, you know, a lot of people came up under her, and you know, I think you know, for a long time I have kind of been on the, I don't want to say the hate Nicki train, but just the just on the side of like, I'm not understanding, because I do get where she's saying that for a while the music industry has been conspiring against her. I just don't understand her angle of trying to shit on every rap woman that comes up after her. I don't really understand that.
Yeah.
This goes back to 2017, man. I remember when Everyday Struggle started.
Yep.
And that narrative, the motorsport song came out, Cardi B and Nicki on the same song. They were both dissing each other on their verses. And it was so weird because Nicki rapped after Cardi. Cardi rapped before her, and Cardi responded to Nicki's verse, but Cardi's verse came before Nicki's.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's weird.
That's kind of
wild. So that's where the Nicki and Cardi beef started back in 2017. And then ever since then, man, every rap woman that's come in, Nicki has just had some type of issue. And, you know, y'all know how I feel in the group chat. You know, I had texted that, you know, Nicki and Meg, Nicki and Lotto, Nicki and I don't know who. It's just Nicki and everybody. Nicki versus who, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's almost like she's trying to, I don't know. Like, it's like there's alliances now. There's like alliances within the women in hip hop, and I hate it because hip hop is already male dominant. It's male dominant to begin with.
Yeah.
So I feel like when you're doing that, like, you know, Queen Latifah used to talk about like unity and stuff like that. Unity and Nicki.
Yeah.
Nicki for a long time was along with that too. And you know, it's kind of funny how, you know, we always say history repeats itself, because when Nicki first came in, her and Kim had an issue. Her and Lil Kim had an issue.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, her and Lil Kim had an issue, and I remember when Nicki did that press conference and, you know, was shitting on Kim, and I think Kim was saying that Nicki was like shooting at her in verses, like doing subliminals here and there, and it was a whole thing of, you know, the OG is hating on the youngin' that's coming up.
Yeah.
And Nikki is now literally doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. She's literally doing the same thing. So yeah, her and Meg, Meg Thee Stallion, she dropped, you know, and it's crazy too. I didn't think that Meg was gonna take this angle. I didn't think she was gonna take this angle after After the whole Tory Lanez situation, she's just been kind of like firing off at everybody. Like yeah, I can't even remember the name of the first record that she dropped. It was something else with a snake.
It was the one
before Hiss.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
She was dissing, you know, partying that. She was like responding to all the people with the Tory Lanez stuff. So I think it's kind of weird that she's taking this angle, but I guess it's good though. I guess it's good because,
man, she firing at everybody.
Yeah,
like anybody that said anything about it, she firing at them. Yeah, man, it's kind of crazy because I'm like, I don't know, man. Like I like this song, but I be feeling like Nikki is too old to be trying to do what she's doing. If I'm 40, 50, somebody dissing me, I'm a diss them back. But I feel like Nikki be like, I don't know, man. Like,
this little exchange here only showed me that Nikki has some real internal issues.
That's what I'm saying.
That she needs to sort through and she needs to deal with. And I don't know if she's maybe going through a difficult time in her life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like with the industry thing, like how she's saying that the industry is against her, I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've known for a long time why Nicki Minaj is upset.
Mm-hmm.
She is from a different cloth. She's a woman who writes her own music. She's mm-hmm. a creative. She started from nothing, you mm-hmm. know. And I feel like a lot of the women in hip hop today, there are a lot of women in hip hop today that are being manufactured.
Yeah.
And that's been the argument about Cardi for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, because Cardi has writers. Now, I'm not saying that Cardi was manufactured. I'm not saying that any of these people are manufactured. Mm-hmm. I'm saying these are the conversations that are happening.
Yeah.
When Nicki had her little issue with Lotto.
Mm-hmm.
Lotto had, I don't know if you remember, but Lotto had all of those reference tracks released. It was like a thousand reference tracks that released, like mm-hmm. that were sent to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, the back and forth that Nicki and Lotto had. That was one of the reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nicki was kind of upset at that. And I think Nicki is mad that a lot of these women in rap are having writers
mm-hmm.
and they're being given records and all these things are just being handed to them. And Nicki kind of had to rap. Like Nicki came in an era where she actually had to rap. She had to rap. She had to make the music. She had to dominate radio. And, you know, she did all these things for so long that she was for a long time the only woman.
2010 to about 2020. But in between that, I think it was like at the BET Awards, she won like best female rapper, like 7-8 times.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah. So I think what I think it is she feels like it's rappers, like female rappers getting help and then they're getting the accolades
mm-hmm.
and she's writing mm-hmm. and not getting it. So she almost feels like they're like it's an industry game.
Yeah.
Or something. And she don't.
And yeah.
Like, she's like, why am I not getting the accolades, but I write and they're getting them and they don't write.
Yeah.
And are they getting help or whatever? But it's like, you know that's been happening in hip hop for a while. You know
well, yeah.
It's like mainstream, underground, whatever you want to call it, in the middle, whatever. It's
yeah.
That's been happening. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like if you just in it for the art, I mean, it'll matter, but not really.
But that's why I say like her fight is different. I think she's going at Meg Thee Stallion because she probably just doesn't like her. But I also think it's bigger than that. It's yeah, like I am the queen. Like y'all, I'm the blueprint. Like y'all are here because of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if I'm in the studio and I'm creating and I'm writing and I'm doing all these things and the Grammys are snubbing me because I don't think Nicki's been snubbed every single year.
Don't have a Grammy.
She's been snubbed every single year.
Man.
And I think early on, you know, she signed to Cash Money. I've always heard that Nicki had, you know, a great deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it became a thing where, you know, she became too powerful. And, you know, even her fan base, like her Barbs,
You know what I'm saying? That even they're toxic. Like that, she's shown that having like a rat, like she has a rabid fan base. Like they're crazy. And so I think Nikki early on, like she probably made a lot of industry people mad. She probably did a lot of things that people didn't like. Mm-hmm. And now I just think, you know, you have, from what she is saying that some of these artists, like I'll take Cardi B for example, she is saying that they brought Cardi B in with the purpose of removing Nicki Minaj to get her out of here. It's time for her to go. We need the next one. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I think now with Meg and Lotto and all of these other artists that are coming up, I'm pretty sure Nicki is probably like, y'all are really trying to get me out of here. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm kind of with Nicki on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of with Nicki on that. I'm not. Her fight is her fight. You know what I'm saying? If she is like, you know, trying to shed light on what's really going on in the industry, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Who am I to be upset with that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I do think that she does look a little crazy. She has been looking a little crazy. You know, the whole MTV, I don't know if it was the Video Awards, Music Awards, or whatever that was, whenever her husband was there and he was in there looking for Offset and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you, like what you say, you're 40 years old, 41, however old you are, like, you know, you ain't got to be,
you know what I'm saying,
trying to be street or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? And I hate it whenever I see our legends
going out sad.
Yes, I hate that. And yep. Man, it's
crazy.
It sucks to see that. Like, it really, really sucks to see that. And that's how I kind of felt about Bigfoot. that's kind of how I felt about Bigfoot. So I do want to play both the Meg Thee Stallion and the Bigfoot record. So I'm gonna play part of Hiss first, because let me just tell you, she
Yeah, man.
So let's.
By saying fuck y'all, I ain't gotta clear my name on a motherfucking thing. Every time I get mentioned, one of y'all bitch ass niggas get 24 hours of attention. I'm finna get this shit off my chest and lay it to rest. Let's go.
First off, when you start talking on a record like that, I'm already expecting fire.
You have to.
I'm expecting fire, because whenever Nas dropped Ether, the first thing you heard was fuck Jay-Z.
Yup.
You been on my dick, nigga. You love my style. And then he just went crazy. But yeah, I expected fire. And
yeah,
let's just hit play.
And if the beat live, I feel like Mariah Carey. Got these niggas so obsessed. My pussy so famous, might get managed by Kris Jenner next. He can't move on, can't let it go. He hook nose full of that Tina Snow. And since niggas need making help to make money, bitch, come be my hoe.
I feel like Mariah Carey. That's why everybody's so obsessed.
That's hard.
So, yeah, she got some bars.
Hard. That's hard.
She got some bars in here.
Yeah.
She got some bars in here. And like I said, I'm surprised that Roc Nation was like, yo, this is the angle that we're going to go. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have you just going crazy. Because it's working. It's working. I think the no response to Bigfoot has Nikki fuming.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Fuming.
Absolutely.
Fuming.
Absolutely.
You bitches is wiggle on a Bible. Talking shit for a no one could find you. I could never be judged by a bitch that was dancing, making R. Kelly go viral. Hey, I'm sexy as fucking, I'm freaky. Get whoever I want any meanie. Why the fuck would I stay with a nigga that's weak in the sheets and don't know how to please me? Bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies. Say he fuck making it, now he the topic.
So I just watched Partisan Fontaine's interview with The Breakfast Club the other day, because mm-hmm. I'm not really familiar with him. I don't know anything about him. Mm-hmm. I've heard his name floating around ever since Meg Thee Stallion set foot into the industry, and I know now that he is a writer. He's written for Beyonce. He's written for Kanye. He's done so many.
He's a big writer.
So many big things.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to get a little backstory on him and their relationship. Apparently they were together. And you know, their relationship, I don't like to speak on people's relationships. It's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he falls into this because they were together mm-hmm. whenever she was supposedly messing around with Tory Lanez. Mm-hmm. Like, she was doing stuff with Tory Lanez at the time.
Yeah.
So she's still you know, kind of going off on him because he made a diss record that he actually responded to her with. And he was talking about how she was the one that actually cheated first and she was doing a lot of things on the side first. And that's why Nicki is going with that narrative like you're an industry hoe because she's like been with everybody.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, that is actually wild. But nah, her diss was actually pretty good.
Yeah. Nigga be kissing the teller. Say he'll play up behind his feelings. Bet I won't give up the pussy again. Shit, shit. I add it to his friend. These hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's Law. I don't really know what the problem is, but did you know what Megan's Law was?
I did not.
I did not know what it was either. I had to go and pull up a definition, which I'm about to do that right now, so I can
definitely pull that up.
So I can read.
Yeah, because I kept hearing Megan's Law, man. I was like, what is that? Like,
yes. So Megan's Law. I had no idea. I love being educated. This is why I love rap music.
Exactly.
That's why I love rap. Megan's Law is the name for a federal law in the United States requiring law enforcement authorities to make information available to public regarding registered sex offenders. Laws were created in response to the murder of Megan Kanka? Kanka? I hope I don't know if I said that right.
Oh, I see what she did.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Nicki's husband. Nicki's husband, way back in the day, a long time ago, and Nicki decided to marry him, which is another reason why a lot of us are like, yo, Nicki, you kind of are not in the position to talk about this. And then also she had that situation a long time ago with her brother. Her brother is also...
I was just about to bring up her brother.
Yeah.
Her brother,
yeah. Yeah, so it's...
She's aligned with...
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty tough, man. It's pretty tough because I think it's one of them things where it's like you have Megan who just went through this traumatic experience, and here you are, like it's not a good look for you to be
quiet.
talking about someone, this woman, this other black woman who went through this traumatic experience when you
be quiet
are aligned with people who have caused traumatic experiences to win. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of looking a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's
very crazy.
And I think that's the reason why Nicki responded with Bigfoot. But let me play the rest of this real quick. You a pussy, never finna check me. Every chance you get, bitch, y'all weak ass wanna dress me. Bitches swear they cheat, but the G must stand for goofy. When the fuck did all the gangsta niggas turn to groupies? Everybody wanna kick it when you ain't a threat. These niggas don't like me cause they know I'm on their neck. Yeah.
Jeez, bro.
I kinda, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I like the record. I like the record.
Good, man.
I like the record. She was really, really talking a little spicy on this move. So that dropped. Nicki immediately went to Instagram Live and she did a snippet of the Get Up On Your Good Foot. Mm-hmm. You need to get up on your good foot. And so people were like, oh, here we go. Now, I was waiting on this. I was waiting on this because I remember when Nicki went back and forth with Remy Ma. And Remy Ma.
Remy 8.
Remy destroyed.
What was it called? Sheether?
Sheether.
Oh,
and see,
God.
Shout out to Remy Ma. Remy Ma is from a different. She comes from that.
She ate that, dog.
Remy Ma comes from that. You know what I'm saying? Remy Ma comes from that. And, you know, I think Remy, yeah. Yeah, she kind of destroyed Nicki. Nicki responded with the No Frauds record where she got Wayne and Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you can't tap these people in to help you. You can't do that. You can't do that. So to me, Nicki lost that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wanting to see how she was going to come at Meg because I feel like, you know, when Drake went at Pusha, you're kind of coming down. Like you're coming down. You're taking a step down because obviously Pusha is not
as big as Drake.
And I think Pusha's response, I think he responded strategically and it didn't fall on deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
So I think here it's different though because right now, Meg Thee Stallion is just as hot as Nicki, I feel like.
Right now, yeah.
Right now.
Yep, yep.
She's just as hot as Nicki.
Yep.
And so I feel like this was the perfect moment for Nicki to be like, all right, like I'm going at the neck. I'm about to show y'all what it is, what it really is. And we got Bigfoot. We got Bigfoot. So I'm gonna play this. I'm gonna play this for you guys.
Cringy. I'm not gonna lie. A little cringy.
We'll dissect it as it plays.
Get into it.
Your flow is such a bore. Drinking a bottle of Henny through a straw. Bitch, you better stop the dialogue. Or I hit call and buy your catalog.
Sigh. See, like, I thought she was gonna start going crazy. Like, when she started kind of doing that, I was like, oh, maybe she about to.
That's what I thought.
I thought it was about to be a build-up, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I thought. I honestly, walking into this, I did not know what to expect. I didn't know if we were going to get a bar fest. I didn't know if she was going to try to make a record. I feel like Drake set the standard for diss songs now, because now you hear a lot of people say, well, so-and-so's diss, it wasn't a good song. Like, whenever MGK and Eminem went at it, a lot of people had MGK winning that because MGK made a better song. Mm-hmm. But Eminem rapped better. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we are in different times now, So I feel like that's maybe what Nicki was going for. Now, there was an issue with the beat, though. She did say that Juju on the Beats was supposed to rap this over a different beat. The first thing that I thought to myself was, I do not like this beat. I do not like this beat at all. This is a terrible beat for a diss record, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my opinion, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But I tried to kind of step away from, like, what we were just saying. It's different times now. So I'm trying to look at it as, okay, maybe she's trying to give us a hit. Something that's good that you're going to hear on the radio. Yeah, something that you're going to hear in the club or whatever the case may be. But.
Man, when she died, how you going to get a king and can't cry? Bigfoot, but you still a small fry. Swearing on your dead mother when you lie. Hey yo, this little begging whore talking about Megan's law. For a free beat, you can hit Megan raw.
Whoa.
I mean, so look, she did say some disrespectful stuff in here.
That was kind of disrespectful.
She did say some disrespectful stuff in here.
Whoa.
A free beat, you can hit. For a free beat, you can hit Megan raw. And I think, you know, that's a play on what we were just talking about a minute ago, how she's.
Oh, that's actually, when you think about that line, that's actually kind of wild. Like, that's an actual wild line.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Only if you have context of Tory Lanez and his team trying to use how many people Meg Thee Stallion has been with and how many people she's slept with as their argument to try to get him, you know. Try to get him off. So,
yo, nah, that was kind of wild. That was, whoa.
Yeah.
At a party in Megan Jaw, shot thrown, but I still ain't let.
Oh wait, no. I gotta go back. She had a line.
Megan Hall talking about Megan's law. For a free beat, you can hit Megan raw. If you a ghost, write a party in Megan Jaw.
If you a ghost, write a party in Megan's jaw.
Bro, okay, I heard this. But now I'm like really, really listening. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Look, I think the hard thing with Nicki is that she's gonna bar you. She's gonna give you bars. She's gonna bar fest.
That was kind of whoa.
She's gonna bar fest. I just think my problem with this record is all of the voice changes and stuff that she's doing.
Yeah.
I think that was my issue, but I'm gonna let the rest of the record play.
But I still ain't let Megan score. Bad bitch, she like 6 foot. I call her Bigfoot. The bitch fell off. I said, get up on your good foot. Still ain't top red booby. Trying to steal the sauce. I said, get up on my cookbook. Really, I'm a city pie. P-R-T-T-Y, but I'm P-E-T-T-Y. Why did you lie about your lipo? Fucking your best friend, man, is crazy. You the type, though. You was lying.
So the angle here is to try to destroy Meg Thee Stallion's character by all the men that she's been attached to. How do you feel about that?
I mean, bro, we're in a different time now, so I almost don't even feel like that's about to even do anything to.
No.
Even if you don't agree with it, like, it's the way that the industry is. People are not really caring. They just want music.
Yeah.
They want entertainment. They like, yay, you said something about how many people that person's been with. Yay. I feel like people are going to just be like, okay.
I feel like Meg Thee Stallion started with Hot Girl Summer.
Mm-hmm.
how are you going to be mad if she's really living hot girl summer or hot girl whatever it is?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think it's...
And I'm not saying I'm for them. I'm just saying, like, if it's something that's...
It's none of our business.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's none of our business.
It's none of our business, but it's like, it's not going to do anything to Megan.
No, of course not.
It's like her, it's like Nikki saying that it ain't going to do anything. It's not going to make like Megan have less streams. It's not going to.
No.
She's almost saying it like it's going to do something.
Yeah.
It's not going to do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think she's just, obviously, I don't know what her and Tory Lanez, what Nikki's and Tory Lanez relationship is, but it seems like she's on that side of you didn't get shot. Like you did not, like this didn't happen.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people in the industry are saying that they know what actually happened. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I watched a documentary on the whole trial and I can't remember what it's on. I think it's on Prime. I might be wrong. I think it's on Prime. But in the documentary, they're giving you, you know, kind of step by step everything that happened from the moment that she got shot, allegedly, all the way up until Tory Lanez going to jail. And after watching that, I have come to the conclusion that I think he did it. I'm not going to lie. I think he did it. It's kind of showing you kind of how his team was kind of intimidating both Meg and the friend. I have always thought that it's weird that Tory Lanez, if you didn't do it, why haven't you said that you didn't do it? You know, he hasn't said that he didn't do it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I have my mom's calling. I thought that was weird, but anyway, let's get back to the record.
To the queen and you've been lying to the king. Yeah. That 30-year-old seems so stale. Kylie kicked you out and made you stumble to the car. Bob, I need a good alcohol bar. Round my way, that was the bar. Like a bodybuilder, I keep raising the bar. Fuck you, get shot with no scar. This little piggy toxic, somebody adopt it. Shouldn't look dark like chocolate.
It was like as time went, it just started getting worse.
Like, who does that in the middle of a verse?
She's like, I gotta give y'all an onomatopoeia.
Oh my goodness. Stop. Stop. Like, she started eating some chocolate. Some chocolate in between. That's crazy.
I don't know what to say. Let me give you an onomatopoeia.
They got you on them Grammys, but your flow's still a no. With a fiasco, Lupe. Future man, you pay. She wanna party with the baby while rubbing a Tory toupee. I guess she needed money bags for them Trey Songz. She cheat easy. Paul made a call for. Yo, why the fuck they poked the monster? Fucking with Nicki this year, ho, I'm coming like a pun star. She just mad that no nigga ever loved her. No nigga gon' stand 10 toes behind her. Is it my fault I got good vagina? Why the fuck is you humping on a minor? Cause she was lying and
Oh, she shouldn't have been saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no.
Certain angles you can't go. Whenever she did say that though, a lot of people had pulled up a concert that Nikki was at and she was doing a lap dance like on a 13-year-old or something like that. Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But
they don't talk about that enough.
Yeah.
Listen up, Bigfoot. You know I got a lot of tea. That went easy on you. Fragments, good ass bitch. You know, whenever I meet a woman that would fuck her friend's man, and let your friend talk about your ex-friend baby on the internet, I know that they have a very evil spirit. Think you want the next installment of this song?
Mm-mm. See that's why. So when I heard her say that, that's why in the group chat I took the angle that I took, because I thought that this was just the warm up. You know, when Drake went at Meek, he dropped Charged Up, and then he dropped Back to Back. So I thought this was her Charged Up.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought this was her Charged Up, but we haven't heard anything. So I'm not rolling. I'm not rolling. I think Meg, for me, has she won this one. She won this one.
She absolutely did.
She won this one with no response. She won it with no response. Mm. I think Nikki, she was on Instagram, Live, Twitter, everywhere, like for 5 days, like five consecutive days after his came out. She dropped Bigfoot, and then every day after that, she was online quoting herself. And see, I think that's weird too. Like whenever you are online and you're retweeting yourself and you're like sharing your own posts. And like she's for a long time now, she's been sharing like whenever her songs like go number one or when they go number whatever on the streaming platforms and how many streams it has. And all, that to me is when it's like, all right, you're a legend. Like, we don't need to see you doing this. Like, we don't need to see this.
She going out sad, man. It's kind of, yeah.
And it's so crazy too, because I mean, Pink Friday 2 did really well.
Yeah.
It did really well. I think it did like 200K first week.
Yeah.
That album did very well.
That's really good.
I think it's a dope album. I'm not going to lie. I think it's a pretty good album. I think it's a pretty good follow up to the first Pink Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Nikki and Meg. You know how I feel about women in hip hop. I think we do need more women in hip hop. I do not agree with Nikki fighting with all the rap girls. I don't think that's good. Even she even has Ice Spice now dissing Latto.
Yeah.
And to me, I think that's so counterproductive, because I feel like all of these female artists can make so much money together. I think Nicki and Cardi could have made so much. We could have got so much great music from them too.
Bruh, like, do you understand how much that would have made on like a tour?
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah.
Like if there was like I'm really thinking about that, like a woman's tour of like Nicki, Cardi, Meg, maybe a couple other people.
Yeah.
That could have really been like an insane tour for like women and like, yeah, that's crazy.
I try to see things from both sides too, because we're sitting here and we're saying that Nicki does look crazy, but what if, you know how when we say Kanye comes out when he's getting ready to roll out an album, he says a lot of crazy shit. Mm-hmm. He's gonna rant. He's gonna do whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks at him like he's crazy, but what did Hov say? What did Hov say? He said, if everybody's saying you're crazy, or if you're saying that everybody's crazy, maybe you're, I can't remember what he said. If you're saying everybody's crazy, maybe you're the one that's really crazy, mm-hmm. or something like that. Something to that effect. Mm-hmm. We say that Kanye is crazy. What if Nicki is not really crazy? What if the industry and the labels are like really manufacturing and making these female artists to try to get Nicki? Like, what if she's, you know what I'm saying?
I almost feel like, if that is true, like it's gonna come out. I feel like,
yeah.
I feel like if we give it time, it's just the truth gonna come out. Like what's done in the dark gonna come to the light eventually.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like it'll come. Like we don't know when it'll just. I mean, it could be years, but like we don't know. It could be a little while, but I feel like eventually it'll come out.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You just got to see.
I live for rap beef. So this was one of the ones that I was excited for. I was excited to hear a Nicki diss record. I've been wanting to hear a Nicki diss record for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not really satisfied with Bigfoot, man. Not really satisfied. I want something else. I want the next installment. You said there's another installment. Drop the next installment.
She got to drop another one.
You know, when Joe Budden went at Drake, Joe Budden dropped four. Back to back.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
Salute
to. She got to come with it, man. Because, yeah, that wasn't it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, she, because I think she had a couple of lines at Drake, too. So, she going to get it. You know, Drake.
Hey, man.
Whatever the next project Drake drops, it's going to be some subs in there from Drake. That's coming. Yep.
It's definitely coming, man.
That's coming.
I feel like Drake gonna be shooting at a few people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, you know,
Drake did you see that performance that he's back on tour with J. Cole now.
Mm-hmm.
And during one of the performances he said that he doesn't perform work anymore.
And the song was playing.
He was like, I don't perform this anymore, but we gonna do it. That's lame.
He feels a way.
That's lame, nigga.
He hurt by that, you know.
That's lame, nigga. Shit.
You know, that's what Drake do, bro.
Because how could you not perform? We all love work. All of us. Yep. That is a great record.
He feels a way about ASAP and Rihanna, so he's like...
So you're that petty...
He's in his feelings, bro.
...to where you're not going to perform a record that made you so much money, because I can tell you right now, I'm pretty sure that record probably made him so much money.
Absolutely.
And a record that we all love. And y'all are trying to tell me that Drake is not a lame-ass nigga. No. Is that what y'all are trying to tell me?
Hey, listen, man. It's like I told you, I'm a Drake fan, but I'm not with the Drake corny... stuff like
no nah, Drake is corny. Drake is 100. He makes great music.
He does some stuff that I'd be like, yep,
he makes
couldn't rock with you if it was a person in the circle, I'd be like, no.
He's too great. He's too great of an artist to be doing that.
Yep.
But yeah, man, shout out to Meg, shout out to Meg Thee Stallion, shout out to Nicki Minaj. But UMG, man, UMG, Universal Music Group, they hit headlines. They decided that they wanted to sever ties with TikTok.
Yep.
This was a pretty big story. Mm. This is a pretty big story.
Yep.
Because TikTok is the biggest social media platform right now. Most content creators are on TikTok and doing things on TikTok. Me and wifey just watched a little small documentary about TikTok creators,
mm-hmm.
where this agency or this company has these TikTok creators live in a house and they create content in a house, and they're all the content creators are living in this one house together. And they're all TikTok creators that are like in their prime. They have like the most followers on TikTok or whatever the case may be. So they kind of collaborate with each other and they make content. And the people who are kind of curating it, mm-hmm. of course, they're getting, you know, a piece of it too, because they're bringing them all together. But it was just interesting to watch that, because I don't really know much about TikTok. Like I'm not a TikTok expert. We just started putting content on TikTok. Yep. Like when we came back. So I'm still learning TikTok. I don't really know much about TikTok. So when I saw the UMG story, it got my attention, because I was like, wow, this is interesting. Because TikTok, a lot of people that make content on TikTok, there's music.
Yeah.
There's music. It's mainly music focused content.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, of course there's a lot of other things. There's like people who give like unlicensed like advice and opinions and stuff that.
It's a thousand different topics. They got cooking stuff. They got mm-hmm. people who tell like crazy stories.
Mm-hmm.
They got, you know, TikTok is, people be on TikTok 3-4 hours just getting lost in the amount of different stuff that TikTok has.
Yeah. But I guess the reason why this was such a big story is because I guess most of the people who are viral on TikTok are the ones who have the music. The they're music doing stuff. The dancing. They're doing stuff that has something involved with music.
Mm-hmm.
So this was interesting. I want to read what UMG had actually put out, the message that they put out here. Let me get that pulled up. So it's an open letter to the artist and songwriter community and why we must call a timeout on TikTok. So they said that our core mission is simple. It's to help our artists and songwriters attain their greatest creative and commercial potential. Mm-hmm. To achieve these goals, our teams employ their expertise and passion to strike deals with partners all around the world, partners who take seriously their responsibilities to fairly compensate our artists and songwriters and treat the user experience with respect. Mm-hmm. One of those partners is TikTok, an increasingly influential platform with powerful technology and a massive worldwide user base. As with many other platforms with whom we partner, TikTok's success as one of the world's largest social platforms has been built in large part on the music created by our artists and songwriters. Its senior executives proudly state publicly that music is at the heart of the TikTok experience, which is what we just said.
Mm-hmm.
And our analysis confirms that the majority of content on TikTok contains music more than any other major social media platform, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because like we said, on TikTok, you're doing the 60-minute video, or not 60 minutes, 60-second videos, mm-hmm. doing whatever you're doing with music in the background. And I'm not going to read all of this, but basically what UMG is saying is that based on the content, TikTok accounts for only about 1% of UMG's total revenue. So to me, what I took away from this was that UMG wants a bigger piece of the pie. They see that TikTok is a very, very huge community. So if you're going to be, if we're going to be licensing our music out to you, for you, we're giving you the ability to use our music, we want more of the revenue that you guys are making. We see that you guys have the biggest platform in the world. And I think that the music industry is still trying to find out how to market artists in this social media internet era. I don't think that they've figured out how to do that yet.
But you know what's so crazy about that though? TikTok is a, I feel like TikTok is good and bad at the same time. When I say good and bad, I mean certain people. Perfect example, when Steve Lacy dropped his last album, right, he was going on tours. And, you know, the song Bad Habit was so big, but it was so big because of TikTok. And then when he had his shows and he was going through his catalog of songs, people wasn't knowing the songs.
Right.
And I was just like, what? Like, yeah. I was just like, so y'all went to see an artist off of one song?
I think
insane.
That is insane. I think that's bad for people like us who really,
like us, I guess you could say.
Like how we say, like we listen to B-sides and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think it can be a good thing. Well, so let me read what TikTok had to say. Let me read what TikTok, because TikTok, they did respond, and it'll kind of make everything make more sense. So this is a statement to Universal Music Group from TikTok. It is sad and disappointing that Universal Music Group has put their own greed above the interest of their artists and songwriters. Despite Universal's false narrative and rhetoric, the fact is they have chosen to walk away from the powerful support of a platform with well over a billion users that serves as a free promotional and discovery vehicle for their talent. TikTok has been able to reach artist-first agreements with every other label and publisher. Clearly, Universal's self-serving actions are not in the best interest of the artists, songwriters, and fans. So, to me, I think both of them are, neither one of them are looking out for the artists. I can tell you that right now. Neither one of them looking out for the artists. Both of them are trying to make the most amount of money and revenue that they can possibly make. I think UMG, since they're trying to figure out how to promote their artists, I think what they're seeing is that, like the example that you just gave with Steve Lacy, his song can go viral on TikTok. And since it goes viral on TikTok, it's going to be put into playlists. It's going to be included in the playlists, which means it's going to get obviously more listens. So I think UMG is like, you know, we want, you know, more of the pie. Like, we want more of what's being, of the money that's being generated from, you know, you guys are making the song go viral, but we're licensing it to you for you to be able to play it on your platform. So we want more. We want more.
We provide the platform, so we want more money.
Yeah, and I think it's so crazy to me how instantly, when this message, when they announced this, all of the videos on TikTok that had UMG artists on it are now muted instantly. Like, that's a crazy thought.
That is crazy.
That's a crazy thought that we're still in a time where artists are getting signed to these major labels, and these major labels can just pull the plug whenever they want to. Like, that's insane to me.
Man.
Like, that's so insane to me.
Crazy, bro.
Because you would think that with stories like this, that a long time ago, there should have been a community of people that created an entire like subdivision of independent labels or something to that effect. Now, I don't know how that would work. I don't have the answers. I'm not in the industry. I don't know anything. But you would just think that, you know, the artists have been fighting for this for so long. Why has there not been like an independent like structure made somewhere?
Man.
Or something.
Yeah, man. You would think by now it's some type of. Yeah, that's insane. That's really insane.
Like, I learned. So I watched the video too. So the way the music industry works, right, is you have your major recording labels. Like you have the parent company. So you have, there's three major record labels. That's Universal, Sony Music, and Warner. Mm-hmm. And then up underneath them, you have subsidiary labels. So a perfect example of that would be Drake signs to Cash Money. Mm-hmm. Cash Money is through Republic, which Drake is also signed to Republic.
Yep.
And then Republic goes up to Universal. So it's Universal, Republic, and then Cash Money.
Yep.
So, of course, you have like distribution labels. You have all these different labels that do entertainment companies, like different labels that do different things. But Universal is the headpiece. Mm-hmm. They are the headpiece. And I think another example, Nezzy signed to Def Jam. Mm-hmm. Def Jam is up underneath Universal.
Universal,
so yeah. They're subsidiary record labels.
Yep.
And 32% of the market share for music is Universal.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like they have... Wow. They have all of the biggest artists that are making the most money mm-hmm. in the music industry signed to them. So this is Drake. This is Taylor Swift. This is Ariana Grande. This is all of the biggest names. Artists. Yeah. All the biggest names are signed to Universal Music Group. And I mean, Sony and Warner, they have other big artists too. But 32% of the music industry is Universal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 32% of TikTok creators mm-hmm. that are not going to be able to use any Universal Music Groups. Now, the scary thing about this is that if Universal is going to do it, then Sony and Warner are going to follow in their footsteps as well. Because
you already know it's coming, bro.
Yeah, they're all out for the same thing. So what I think ultimately is going to need to happen is they're going to have to come to some sort of agreement, because I think the major labels and TikTok, they need each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
They need each other. TikTok needs to be able to use the music, because this is 32%
mm-hmm.
of their content that involves music that's being cut out
yep.
right now.
Yep.
That's a lot.
That's a whole
that
lot.
That is a lot. So they're going to have to reach some type of agreement.
Yep.
Or something, and figure something out.
Interesting to figure, like, the way they're going to try to get that agreement together. I'm wondering how that's going to even go.
It's yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're in a time where, I don't know how the music industry is going to go, because, you know, now there's so many like blurred lines. There's so many blurred lines, you know, one of the topics, that we talked about was AI, you know what I'm saying? How TikTok has a lot of AI on it. So I think labels are trying to figure that out. They're trying to figure out how to, you know, compensate off of the music that's being created by these artists
mm-hmm.
and also fight AI at the
yeah.
same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm what's scary about it is I think it seemed like they almost trying to find a way to like get the artist, use the artist, push the artist out,
mm-hmm.
use AI to create more music.
Mm-hmm.
So they can still make money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, woo, that's a little scary.
Yeah, yeah. That's very, really, very, very scary. These are definitely scary times that we're in, man. I think, you know, we always talk about how like Spotify and Apple, like mm-hmm. sooner or later, you know, they're going to become the new labels. Because, you know, I mean, they all, the record labels need the streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
The record labels need social media platforms, because social media is where artists are able to get the you know, that's where the promotion comes from now. Yeah, you know, it's not.
Yep. I've heard even comedians, artists say, like, that I watch and listen to, they say, I would really not be on social media, but to push my stuff, I need social media.
You know? Yeah.
So
it's, yeah.
They really be wanting to get off of it, but they was like, this is the best way for me to push it.
Yeah.
Like, because word of mouth is hard. Like, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, oh, tell somebody to tell somebody. It's like social media is just, it's easier to just get your music out there, to get your content out there, whether you do cooking, music, whatever type of content. So it's like social media is just, that's the way.
If you want me to be honest with you, I think this is only going to be a temporary thing. I think UMG, they're gonna have to reach an agreement.
I agree they're gonna have to reach an
agreement.
What I think is gonna happen,
because TikTok is, you're losing out on a lot of your promotion and a lot of your artists. You know, I think TikTok can make a song go number one.
Yeah,
nowadays. Yeah, like yeah. I think TikTok can make a song go number one.
I definitely think that, absolutely.
And you see all of these songs that are going viral on TikTok, and it's like old songs from like back in the day, and they're coming back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Michael Jackson songs, songs from the 70s. Yeah, it's almost giving like certain songs new life for the newer generation.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Not new life for me, because I'm always playing music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s today, because I listen to everything. But yeah, for the new generation that don't listen to that type of music, it's almost giving new life to like the newer generation because of TikTok.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, though. That's unfolding, so we'll see what happens with that. What else do we got? We got verse of the week.
Yes, sir.
Verse of the week. Yes. You said shout out to Shaq. Shout out to our brother Shaq.
Shout out to my bro. The verse on that Kendrick had on that part of Schoolboy Q. Shout out to Schoolboy Q.
Shout out to Schoolboy Q. He about to drop an album.
He about to drop some music soon.
Can't wait to hear that.
So yeah, I'm about to play Kendrick's verse on that. One sec. But yeah, that part, Black Hippie remix verse, he was just like, he loves Kendrick's part. And I was like, Kendrick's part, he snapped on this.
I don't even know if I remember this verse.
It's real quick.
We don't stress at 38 till it free your chest and PP on the PO's desk. I'm Jay-Z in a blowout press. Relate me to your blowout's best. Can you hate me or remote your death? From HD causing photo theft. My AC and he freeze gotta hold your breath from 8 feet. When I hold this tech, protect me from the local threats. My ID say my eye don't rest. My IV qualified T-Rex society kept my IQ vexed. Denying me from my Ivy school. Applying me to the street I slept. I quietly had the holiest tool. Reminding me of the block I rep. The turf I step. The church and the earth I bless. The first, I guess, alert was the murk I chefed. It hurts to flirt with perks of a kill. Confess, disperse the worst. The first 48 address the search and loss. A verse of the birth I nest. The awe, the curse of opposing sense. The good, the flaws, the pain to reverse what's left. Me no conversation.
Yeah, no, he snapped.
Like,
he snapped.
I've heard this, but like when I... I've heard this, but when I like really listen to it, I'm like, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah,
he was flowing and kind of telling the story at the same time.
He snapped
while being lyrical. Yeah, yeah, okay.
He snapped. Kendrick different, man. Kendrick, yeah,
that
different.
That was pretty hard. That was pretty hard.
Kendrick different. Salute Kendrick, man.
Yeah, man.
Salute Shaq, man.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Shaq
for that verse.
Did you want to play your verse of the week?
Yeah, so I had to. I had to have Nicki Minaj redeem herself. So I feel like you guys already know what verse I'm about to play. This was a monumental verse.
She said this word in the this song, didn't she?
I don't know. Wait. Oh yeah, she did.
She said this word.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. Monster. I'm going to play Nicki Minaj's Monster verse, yeah, because after hearing Bigfoot, I just have to remind y'all who Nicki is, what she does, what she can do. She really gets busy, so I'm playing Nicki Monster. Let's go.
Gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. Pull up in a monster, automobile gangster, with a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanka, color of Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer. Okay.
First things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs. That's what a motherfucking monster do.
He addressed her from Milan, that's the monster do. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's the monster show.
Yo, my knee is the Rasta and the monster crew. And I'm all up in the bank with a funny face. And if I'm fake, you ain't noticed cause my money.
Let me get this straight, wait, I'm the rookie. But my features and my shows 10 times your pay.
50K for a verse, no album out.
Yeah, my money's so tall that my Barbie's gotta claim it.
Hotter than a Mediterranean climate.
Find it, 20 my Tyrandotti, wine it. Nicki on them titties when I sign it. All these niggas so
one-track minded. I don't really get F-U-C-K. Forget Barbie.
Fuck Nicki, she's fake. She on a diet, but her pocket
is. I feel like she was trying to do that on the diss.
Yeah, and it didn't.
It didn't work out.
Didn't work. They can't stand beside me.
I think me, you, and
him should Minaj Friday.
Pink wig, thick ass, give him whiplash. I think big, get cash, make him blink fast. Now look at what you just saw. This is what you live.
Yeah. I need that Nicki back.
I had to play that because I don't want y'all to forget. Where Nicki comes from. Nicki Minaj. We need you to rap like Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj.
So mine is Lupe Fiasco Mural. It's a particular part that I thought was really amazing. So I'm gonna just play this part.
If you love her, don't ever send her to Molly Mars. Homie, if she lonely, she might end up in Macaulay's claws. Coming out the closet over goblets down at Mardi Gras. The fame, champagne, walk of shame, lobby car. My rap position was black condition and activism. Ammunition for abolition missions. Attacking systems, but they not after listen. Less is dropping, no Activision. Are we apps or are we bodies filled with apparitions? Operating applications stuck inside an Apple prison. Chicken hacking, download updates that lack religion. Are we more than soil tainting, disloyal changelings, preoccupied with boy and goyal, chasing and foiling others' royal saintings. I sit back and watch the world through eye holes in my oil paintings. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Unless you Virgin Mary, nothing do it but to trust. Believe all that. Unless you judge, life is not a dictionary.
It's at the source.
And I feel like a missionary to a clitoris. The water bearer, heir of traditions that I swear to never change my chair position or conditions of my porridge. Submission for sedition against the religion of a chorus. Keep them golden weed thieves out the motherfucking forest. As I perform a nerd storm, I prefer my pictures in word form. Bury the hatchet like how a bird born. As I paint cold pictures like Kool-Aid face and condensation. Having conversations with flavorful combinations. Slave to my concentration. So that's OJ the juice man meets OJ with two hands and two gloves. That's too snug to judge who was who drew blood. And Lupe, look at all these toucans. In a cemetery full of tomahawks. Giving middle fingers to the pigeons doing somersaults. Roadrunners don't fall off cliffs, they run across. Anomalies by the colony, flukes by the reservoir. While in pursuers end up as poofs on the desert floor. Levitating youths who know the truth of where the fountain hides. Buckaroo roofs painting tunnels onto the mountainsides. 1,000 parts, a pound of heart, an ounce of eyes. An ounce and out of doubt and mouth pronounces out of count.
Nah, yeah, because he was going crazy. The booth was on fire. Woo! The microphone was on fire.
Bruh, yeah. that rap position was black condition and activism, ammunition for abolition, missions attacking systems, but they not after listening unless it's dropping on Activision. I was like,
he's
that's a different caliber. That's what I be talking about though. I be like, I like the lyricists that I like the conscious lyricists. So like the lyrical miracle nigga that actually say something amazing. Cause like, no disrespect to like Eminem, like I love Eminem, but I think that's the whole issue that people have been having with Eminem. He's spinning lyrical miracle stuff, but he's not saying something that they can take with them.
Yeah.
Like to say that my rap position was black conditioned and activism, like that's different than just saying like I just wanted to rap. But he was saying like I was using rapping as like some activism for real.
Wordsmith.
Yeah.
There's a wordsmith. And I mean, like you said, Eminem is a wordsmith, but he could be just now in his career, he I feel like there is a lot more that he has to say and to talk about. He's just showing that he just rap now. But I don't want to make this a comparison. But yeah, man, Mural, that's a classic. That's a classic. I remember when Royce da 5'9" tried to redo it. And
I love Royce.
He rapped, but I don't know if you can. That's Mural is one of those songs where it's like a one of one. Like it's 9 minutes of just straight
barred up rap.
Yes, like the concept of that song. There's this video where it's a breakdown of everything that he was saying in the song, and they're kind of showing pictures of what he's talking about. And when you really watch it, it's just like, damn.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like this guy is, Lupe is insane.
Yeah, yeah, he's an alien, bro.
Yeah, he's.
Alien, I put sure. Lupe in that top 10 greatest lyricists for me.
Not mad at that.
Yeah,
Lupe not mad at that at all.
Lupe's an alien.
Shout out Lupe Fiasco, man.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, man, I ain't got no more talking. We did a lot of talking today.
Yes, sir, we did, man. We did.
Thank y'all for rocking with us on another episode of the TNT Podcast. You have anything that you want to throw out there to the people, to the ecosystem?
Man, shoot, just keep doing y'all, man. Keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? Praying, believing, you know what I'm saying? Inspiring, you know? Put some love out into the world and, you know, go be great. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep doing the same thing we've been doing, you know. So, yeah, man. Peace and blessings to everybody.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of TNT Podcast. Peace and love.
Yes, sir.